President Trump will deliver his third State of the Union address tonight, in which he is expected to tout his achievements. And this speech comes on the eve of the final vote of the Senate impeachment trial, which will determine if Trump will be removed from office. For more on tonight's State of the Union address, let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. And Franco, what achievements is the president likely to highlight in his address tonight?
Well, a senior administration official told us that the president's going to lay out a vision of, quote, relentless optimism. This theme is the great American comeback. And he's going to highlight the economy. He's also going to invite, you know, Congress to join him on issues like immigration and lowering drug prices. But, you know, as we know, it's a tall order considering the deep divisions today.
Yeah. You know, I think everyone's wondering if he's expected to mention impeachment and really use this opportunity to smear the Senate trial.
Well, I can tell you that some Republican senators are certainly hoping that he does not. But Mark Short, who's the chief of staff for the vice president, said today that the president may highlight, you know, how inside the Beltway everyone is so focused on impeachment while other issues that Americans care about are not being discussed.
Yeah, you know, President Trump isn't the first president to deliver a State of the Union address amid an impeachment trial. President Clinton did so, right, in 1999?
Yes, he did. He had that same similar cloud. It was during the Senate trial. Clinton did not mention impeachment once. So there is some precedent for not mentioning impeachment. But I will say that a White House official told me that Trump's unlikely to hold back if he feels like he does need to take a shot at the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Tonight's address also comes, of course, one day after the Iowa caucuses, where, of course, Trump gained overwhelming Republican support. And the Democratic caucuses, as we're learning, was definitely a mess thanks to these issues around the use of this new app. I mean, Trump has already mocked the Democrats about this on Twitter. Do you think he'll throw more political jabs at them?
Well, I mean, the White House is arguing that this will be an optimistic speech. But, you know, Mark Short, again, kind of talked a little bit about this. He wouldn't say whether Trump would actually throw specific jabs at Democrats, but he did say that the situation in Iowa, you know, kind of shows that the party is in chaos and it will give the president an opportunity to kind of tell more of his story. You know, and President Trump is also expected to draw kind of a sharp contrast between himself and some of the Democratic candidates on key issues, particularly the health care plan.
Mm-hmm. The Democratic rebuttal will be delivered by not one but two women. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will speak in English and Texas Congresswoman Veronica Escobar in Spanish. Tell us a little bit more about who they are and what we're expected to hear from them.
So Whitmer has been the governor for just over a year. You know, she's from Michigan, an important swing state, you know, that Trump won by a tiny margin. But it was the first time that a GOP candidate had won the state, you know, since 1998. You know, not only does her pick represent how important Michigan will play in the key election, in the presidential election, but she is also an example for Democrats that a Democrat can win in the Midwest. She's likely to talk about some of the issues that she ran on, you know, infrastructure, kitchen table issues, roads, infrastructure, clean water, and climate change. Then Veronica Escobar, she's going to give the Spanish language rebuttal, as you said. You know, she is a vocal critic of the Trump administration, particularly on immigration issues. She's been calling for changes on immigration policies, increased oversight on border enforcement agencies. You can expect that she'll highlight those issues when it's her turn.
Who are some of the other guests who will be attending tonight?
So the president is going to bring the deputy chief of the Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz. He was recently promoted to the deputy chief position. He also in the past served as an agent in the San Diego and Del Rio area. Prior to that, he was in the Army. President Trump is also bringing Tony Rankins. He is an Army veteran who suffered from PTSD and drug addiction. He's also struggled struggled with homelessness and now lives in one of the opportunity zones that the administration has been working on in Cincinnati, Ohio. There's going to be other guests. You know, members obviously will have their guests as well. Some of those include Courtney Wilde, who testified in the Jeffrey Epstein case. She said that, you know, Jeffrey Epstein sexually abused her. She'll be a guest of Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California. And also there's going to be the fiance of Jamal Khashoggi. She is going to be the guest of Democratic Congresswoman Jerry Connolly of Virginia. Khashoggi, as we know, was the Saudi dissident writer who wrote columns for the Washington Post and was killed in the Saudi consulate.
Well, we'll definitely all be watching. Thank you so much. That's NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.